OB, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, kiddo. How's yourself?
Good. I listened to you guys yesterday. Always do. Love the show. Last week you came on with us after that disastrous game, and you called for Matt Nagy to be fired immediately. You even shouted out the McCaskey's names and said, fire him now. Do you still, feel that way, OB?
Absolutely. Please. You know what? When you heard him speak, talking about the game, and they were asking him all about, you know, who's calling the plays, Laser or whoever it was, and it's obviously was Laser. And he gave this answer. He said, no, he said, I'm all about solutions. He's all about solutions. That's what he said. And he also said that, yeah, Laser, he did call the plays. He said, but everything goes through me. All the final things go through me. I have no confidence in him at all leading us team to the Super Bowl. Absolutely none whatsoever.
You know, it was interesting, too. Maybe you heard Fields say he was interviewed, and he said something that resonated with me. I want to see what you think about it. After the game, he said, you know, Bill, meaning the offensive coordinator who was calling the plays, not Matt Nagy, he's up in the box. His voice is always calm. That's the one thing I like, Fields said. And then he wasn't criticizing him, but he said it very differently about Coach Nagy. It's hard for him to be calm. He has to focus on all the different things going on. It's almost like the quarterback is saying, thank God I got Bill in my ear and not Matt Nagy.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Anna, this guy has had this team. When you have a defense that we've had, and the problem has been our offense, okay, it's not a mystery. And we do have some quality receivers. And the problem has been the last 3-4 years is the offensive line. You know, and if you're going to have a quarterback that can get the ball down the field accurately, et cetera, you got to have those five guys up in front have to have the ability to keep him upright. And when Nagy last week, he never one time, Anna, and I went through this with you, and I know they played it on WGN several times, the clip, he didn't do anything to help that kid at all the prior week, okay? And their things were just so simple to do. Put a tight end, go to double tight ends, move them out of the pocket, stretch the ball down the field. And by the way, talking about stretching the ball down the field, wasn't it a little amazing to see Fields throw the ball to Darnell Mooney for 64 yards? Beautiful. I thought that was fabulous.
It's like Kevin and I were talking about this earlier. I don't remember the last time you saw that kind of play between a quarterback and a connection, you know, with a receiver. It just it felt like the beginnings of greatness. And I know everyone says, don't get too excited. This was the Lions and we've got to look ahead. But it was just good to see Justin Fields out there, who we all agree is the future, playing.
Absolutely.
And connecting the way he did.
And for Lazur coming down and calling a play, I believe it was a fly pattern. And when you got Darnell Mooney, who is as fast as lightning, I mean, my God, we should see that a minimum 4, 5, 6 times a game in different deep patterns. And Goodwin, too, he can fly also. Robinson, he's about as good a receiver as there is in the league. And we've got to protect that quarterback so he can get to these quality receivers that we have. One thing that I don't like that's jumping out at me, and they better cure it, and this also falls back on the offense, it's third down conversion. We were 1 of 8 yesterday, and we were 1 of 11 the week before. In other words, so that we're not converting on third down. That means we're not moving the ball down the field, and we're not eating up the clock, and we're not putting points on the board. That's what that shows me. And they've got to convert on third down. If you're going to get into the playoffs and a Super Bowl team, all of those teams have a great third down conversion rate. We don't. Again, let me say it again. That's 2 out of 19 times we converted in the last 2 games on third down. And by the way, 4 times we're inside the 10-yard line. Excuse me, Detroit is inside our 10-yard line. And as luck would have it, crazy things happen, and basically everything went our way, and they come out with no points, with absolutely no points. And the sad thing about that, if you look at it a little deeper, all they had to do was kick four field goals, and they would have beat us.
Yeah, that's the sad fact, and I heard you say that yesterday too. I like to be happy after the win, but you're right. You got to break it down with the fundamentals, because moving forward, how will this team perform when they have a more formidable opponent? I got to ask you this before I let you go, OB, because we're almost out of time. Bears fans losing their minds because Matt Nagy said in a press conference today, Andy Dalton, if healthy, will be the starter, and a lot of Bears fans, at least, think Justin Fields should now be the starter moving forward. What's your take on that? Do you agree?
Well, no. No, Fields did well. I tell you what, there were some mistakes out there, but he did well. What I like about him, he's cool under pressure. He really is. I mean, that kid impresses the heck out of me. He is really a cool kid, and he can stay in the pocket, and he can find his receivers and get him out of the pocket. He can throw the ball down. What I really liked about the whole thing about him was his accuracy. And the touch he had on the ball. So to start Andy Dalton, I think that's a mistake. I think you got to go with Fields, have that positive thought coming off the win from Detroit. We got to go into Las Vegas and play the Raiders, and it's a positive move to keep that kid, again, as the starter and let all things go forward.
Words from the great OB, Ed Obradovich. Thank you, OB. Appreciate you joining.
Take care.